This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 12th. God's word for you today is Faithful God. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And it says, "You are tempted in the same way that everyone else is tempted. But God can be trusted not to let you be tempted too much, and He will show you how to escape from your temptations. You cannot control what gets your attention, but you can control what keeps it. What gets your attention most times is outside your control, but what keeps your attention is within your control. A lot of people feel ashamed when they get attracted. Listen, God is setting you free today. It is just an attraction. It does not define you. Walk away from it." That is why Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Once you spot it, run away from it. The New Living Translation puts it this way: run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. So, if it is common, then when you are tempted, you should have someone, preferably your spouse, that you can confide in. I pray that a time will come in marriages when a wife can be open with her husband and say, 'I saw that young man and I was tempted. Please pray for me.' Or the husband can say to his wife, 'I saw that lady and I was tempted. Please pray for me.' Say amen. But pastor, that will be trouble. I pray that a time will come when people will be emotionally stable. So, if temptation is common, it means that we are men of like passions. It is easy for you to talk about it. So, find someone to talk to and stop growling under it. In fact, if you cannot talk to someone about it, it shows that it is already controlling your life. Talk to someone about it." Someone rightly said, "If there were more confessions of temptation, there will be less need to confess sin." So, when you confess your temptation and pray one for another, you are strengthened. A lot of people have said to me, "Pastor, the temptation was too strong. I could not resist it." I love you, my brother, my sister, but that is a lie. Why? It is because the Word of God says, God is faithful not to put upon you what you cannot bear. Meaning, there is no temptation that you are facing that is too much for you. Secondly, God is faithful not only to bring you the one you can bear, but also to make a way out of it. So, you always have a way out of it. The only thing that Satan can do to a Christian is to make suggestions. The power lies in you. Do I get an amen? Let us pray. Father, I trust you to show me a way of escape from every temptation, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.